of. We are a growing church. We are a new church plant. We've been alive and growing for a little over a year and a half, just under 2 years, and things are healthy. Finances are healthy. Relationships are healthy. The teaching is okay. You can probably put up with that a little bit, but the worship is the bomb. Can we give a round of applause for the worship? What will you do next year when I take her to Africa and the team? Will that be a drag or what? You guys all have to go. But it'll be a good time. Anyways, we'll talk about that another day. Next, we have ways to give. If you're wondering, and if you're just chomping at the bit to try to figure out how to give, here it is. You can text the number. You can visit our website. And there's a box in the back you can give to, and there's a QR code that'll take you right to our give site as well. So bless you and thank you for that. Next, we have Lifehouse Church. The door is open. I want you to know that, like we announced a minute ago, youth ministry starts today. This is the first time. So we're looking to grow another part. There are some key things in ministry that we cannot live without. You can't live without a worship team. We can't survive without worship. You can't survive without a building. These are like level one type things. You can't survive without a preaching ministry, right? Can't make it without a children's ministry. And youth ministry is just as important. So this is a strategic day. This is an amazing, encouraging day. And Bella has stepped up and really decided to bite off another chunk of commitment and moving forward. So I just want to encourage you to pray for our new developing youth ministry, that it grow. We're going to meet a couple of times a month to start with, but today is the brand new kickoff of youth ministry. Can you say amen? Good stuff. Bless God. I said this to Pamela in the kitchen, and I couldn't hardly get it out. I just began to weep, and I said this: for the day of the Lord draws near on all the nations. And as you have done, it will be done to you. Your dealings will return on your own head. See, a little context here. Obadiah is the shortest book in the Old Testament. Just one chapter. But what's happening is Edom is the neighbor to Israel in that territory at that time. And Judah was attacking Israel. And instead of Edom jumping in to defend and to protect Israel, Edom jumped in on the fight and even helped plunder Israel. So Obadiah, the prophet, steps up and he begins to speak about justice going to be served. You did this and you should have done that. You didn't act right. You didn't step in to defend, but you did this. And I want you to know what you've done is going to come back on your head. There will be consequences to your action, Edom. And as a matter of fact, to all of the nations. So he makes it this broadcast communication and a principle. So what we have is a kingdom principle of sowing and reaping. What you do will come back on your head. I love that language. I love specifically that it speaks about the nations and unto the nations. And of course, returning back from Africa, we have this now transcontinental encounter now. Can you imagine that? Little Lifehouse Church has traveled thousands of miles, fed hundreds of people, ministered to hundreds of people, visited several churches, and saw really cool elephants. I mean, you guys are a sending church. So then God declares this kingdom law. As you have done, it will be done to you. Your dealings will return on your own head. This principle works both ways, for blessing and for consequence. What you pour out will always come back. Consider this, a few verses. Jesus said in the New Testament, Luke 6:38, give and it will be given unto you. Matthew 7:12, treat others the same way you want them to treat you. Matthew 25:40 says this, as you did it to the least of these, you did it to me. So you see the same thread, the kingdom principle not only applies to Obadiah and what he's talking about in the Old Testament in a negative kind of consequence, but now Jesus is speaking the same principle, the same kingdom principle to you and I. What you do matters. Say that with me. What I do matters. It's not just a thing. I'm just going through the motions. But how you live your life, how you choose to act, who you choose to bless, what you choose to say, the words you speak are going to come back on your head. Might be a little scary sometimes, isn't it? Because I kind of screw that up sometimes. I'm not perfect. I don't think I am. Matter of fact, I know I'm not. Right, Brenny? She just smiles and giggles. Love her. That's exactly what happened in Zambia. We went to pour out the kingdom, preaching, praying for the sick, serving the poor, worshiping with believers, baptizing new followers. We gave our time, our energy, and our hearts, and we came home absolutely full, full of joy, full of new friendships, and full of fresh faith. How does this apply to you? Zambia. Three guys went to the nations and come back with some stories. How does it affect Lifehouse Church? How do we grow from it? What's the deal here? How does this affect you? Is it just some story? It's not. This is, we invested in this as a strategy that the Lord put on our hearts over a year ago. We talked about this over a year ago, what the Lord's doing. We are a church of the nations. We are a church that's local. We are a church of both word and spirit. And we want to do what the Father's doing. Like it says in John 5:19, Jesus only did what he saw the Father doing. And that's what we want to do as well. We don't want to shrink back because it's hard or because it's far or because I can't do it or I've never done it before. We want to go where the Father sends. And I believe that's what we did. So this little church traveled thousands of miles to another continent, fed families, ministered to hundreds, built relationships with pastors and churches, preached the gospel, and healed the sick. You'll hear about some of those stories this morning. Encouraged the oppressed and lifted up the brokenhearted. It really, really happened. And here's the good news. What we poured out there will come back on us here. Amen. It wasn't for nothing. The kingdom law of return doesn't stop at borders. Didn't stop in Botswana. Didn't stop in Zimbabwe or Namibia. It did not stop there. The love, generosity, and faith we sowed into Zambia will return to bless this church, our city, and our lives. So I encourage you, keep pouring out. Keep giving the kingdom away right here in Phoenix into who you are and what we're doing, because what you sow in the spirit will reap in the spirit. So I want to show you what this looked like, and we have some pictures today. We'll show and communicate some moments where we saw Obadiah 1:15 coming to pass. Joey, Damian, will you guys come up here with me? These are the team that we traveled with. And Ceseo, I wish he was here. Before you sit, stand right here, you guys. So a little bit, you guys know Joey. Joey and I have known each other for only about a year. And I believe the reason why Joey is present and on this team and so quick is because he's been hungry. He's been knocking on my door. Can we meet? Can we talk? Can we discuss things? And can you help me with this decision or that decision? But we became friends, and he just kept showing up. And so because of that, it creates opportunity. But I know that you know him, and you know he's been a gem to those of you who know him. But I would say that he's a magnet. Mm-hmm. We're in the nations, man. It's like we just would send Joey ahead, and everybody likes Joey. Everybody likes Joey. The lady in the Zimbabwe border patrol, she didn't want his passport. She wanted his number. Joey's got dance moves, too. You want to demonstrate a little, bro? You good? Yeah, he's got this. What is it? What? It's a hips. It's a hips. Had such a blast, though. Such a good time. But you all know Joey, and there's opportunity. There's room for you to go. There's room for you to minister. There's room for you to give it away right here in Phoenix in any way you want to. The door is open. And it's been amazing. And Damian Wade, we met in 02, sorry, bro. That year counted, didn't it? That was real deal, huh? We've known each other for a long time, and you can see where we resemble each other, yep. Huh? Right, Mom? You didn't know, did you? I knew. My mama knew. We've had a lot of history together. Some of you have been going, who is that big black dude that yells
yes.
after worship and says Amen. Things that make me feel funny? And the Holy Spirit comes. It's powerful. And you too, Mark and Ella, I just bless you. Yes. Thank you for being present. This is Damian's mom, stepfather. Yep. Beautiful, beautiful couple. Yep. Known them for almost as long as I've known Damian. We've had history, been in church together for a lot of years, small groups, life, did a lot of life together. So I'm honored to have you both here and just grateful. So thank you sincerely. Thank you. Damian and I have got history. You've heard a lot of the stories, been to hospitals together, praying for the sick, seen a lot of people healed. And Damian has been a lid lifter for me. This illustration I'll give you right here. I'm the kind of guy, when I minister, I'm like a solar panel. If there's no clouds, man, I'm gonna fill up with power and I'm gonna give it away. But if the clouds come in, I get a little awkward and it's hard for me to find the sun through the clouds. But for me, in all of our years of ministry, Damian has been a kind of guy who can get through the clouds, huh? Yeah. If it's cloudy, he just finds his way through and to the sun. And so you can kind of put together what that means. When we're ministering together, of which we'll tell some stories, but it got awkward in one of the events. And Damian looked over at me from the other side of Joey, and he did something like this. We're going to wait. We're going to wait for what the Father's doing. We're going to wait for him. And that was just this moment where we locked in. But we weren't really accepted in this particular meeting. It was kind of heavy. We were invited, but it was awkward. And we had to break through over and over again. And what we did not do was settle for less than what God wanted to do in that environment.
Amen.
And it blew up. It was so profound. And finally, the pastor, at one point, he did one of these. But he was like this about the whole time, wasn't he? Pretty heavy. Damian Wade's been a brother to me. We've spent a lot of time together. My home, his home, under cars, under water heaters, in hearts, fighting and fussing with each other. But it's been really good. So can I have some love for Damian here? You guys want to make, let's make us our way back over here, okay? So why don't we throw up this first picture here. Guys, turn around and take a look at that. And thank you, Adam. Take a look at that picture right there. So Damian first, tell us what's happening. Not only what's happening in the image, but what's going on in your heart right there?
Well, first, that's a small vehicle, as you can see. We weren't expecting something that small. So when they brought the truck, I was a little bit concerned. I'm a pretty big guy. And they just, oh, no, just pile on in there. So we had to squeeze four people in the back of this pickup truck. And they said, no, you sit forward and you sit back. So we got just like that. So we got intimate really quick. And I think that was one of the things of themes of this trip was the intimacy that we were able to be blessed to have with one another. And it started from the jump. And so when I see that picture, I think about first how uncomfortable I felt because you're in a different nation, you're meeting different people, and then also that you just don't have room to not allow one another to find the peace and to find the relationship that is needed in the moment. So it was both good and terrible, but we got through it.
Amen. Amen. Joey, where are we going? Where are we at? Can you recall the image?
I think it's Livingstone.
Livingstone, right? Livingstone, yeah. What's tell us a little bit about that. What was happening there? We landed at Livingston Airport, jumped into the stranger's truck. Mm. How are you feeling in those moments? Like, what's to come? And where was your heart in those moments, thinking about anticipating what is to come in the next 3 days?
Yeah, with a lot of that stuff, I mean, it's my mind gets the best of me. I mean, anxiety eats me up. So it's just about staying in the present moment and just seeing what I could do to help, honestly. There was a lot of opportunities to minister and help the churches while we were out there, and that was just a huge blessing. But they won't let you serve.
It's so true.
It's just, I mean, they want to help you in every way possible. Don't hold your bag. Let me bring your Bible to the room for you. I mean, it's
crazy, amazing. Huh?
Yeah.
Tell us about an experience where you felt like totally served by somebody or an event that you can recall.
I'd say Sasejo and Pamela. That's the host that we were staying with, and I mean, there was breakfast and coffee everywhere. I mean, anywhere that we sat, and they just went out of their way. And same thing with other people. What was it? It was Stan and
Gladys,
and they were just incredible. Gladys was having physical pain, and she wasn't in the best condition, but she served her heart out. And we would wake up at 6 in the morning to make us breakfast and coffee, and make us lunch before we go. It was incredible. They're just so hospitable. Mm-hmm. It's the guests first, mm-hmm. before them. Yeah, and it's just amazing.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. So good. There was kind of this theme that before we left, there was an exchange between, I believe, Brenda and Damien when we were headed to the airport about when we come in low. What is it? We come in lower.
Yeah.
Say it again. When the stakes are high, I bow low. That was a common theme. So even when I preached as well, I did my best, especially this one particular church, to come in low. And I said some hard things to one of the pastors, Bishop Joseph, mm-hmm. whom I've never met before. He was interested in having us speak at his church. And you can just tell there was some issues in the environment that weren't super bad, but they just are of a different mindset. And I was attempting to call him and the leaders to a different level, a different place of emotional intelligence. Mm. And I was saying some hard things, but as I was doing that, I was coming in like, brother, I'm just coming in low, man. I'm just a short white dude, mm-hmm. here, just trying to come in low and find Jesus. I mean, no dishonor and no disrespect.
Yeah.
But Jesus wants to call us and you higher. Mm-hmm. So coming in low, man. Like, so we would try to go, oh, no. We'll carry our own bags.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, offended,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Guy, you understand, right? You know the culture.
Mm-hmm.
And Ceseo's like, you guys, you got to let them serve you, man. Mm-hmm. You can take people off.
Yeah.
They want to serve you. They want to bless you. They're honored having you in their house. And we're like, no. We're honored. No. We're honored.
Yep.
So it was this thing of who's going to get lower.
Yeah.
But it was a powerful thing.
It was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You got something else to add?
No, I'm following your lead. I'm getting low.
You're getting low.
It's going to get low.
Give us the next shot. See what we got here. You guys ask me some questions about that.
What are you doing?
Yeah. So I'm hurting my back.
Definitely.
I'm not kidding either. It took about 4 days
to
recover.
Took all my Advil.
Yeah, I was eating Advil like candy. But I got healed in Livingston. The pain went away,
yeah.
which in that car ride, I think that intimate touch. Right here, we had... In advance of going to Zambia, we sent money to Sasejo, and he bought 100 bags of food, 100 boxes of oil, and 100 boxes of sugar. And those three pieces went to one family. That serves a family of four for 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that cost $18 to serve a family of four for 30 days. Powerful.
Yeah.
So... He had all that stacked in his upstairs. That's the church where they meet, is in that room. This is a school they rent a small classroom, and you can see the oil and sugar on the right. And this bag here is called Mealy Meal. Mm-hmm. It's their African staple, where at every meal they would have something called shima. It's like a little potato cake looking thing, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. And just like a grain. Am I explaining it right, guy?
It's like an African tortilla. Corn,
yeah, like an African tortilla.
Yeah.
And we would get that and scoop up everything on our plate with that shima.
Yes.
So this is a major staple. People were incredibly happy mm-hmm. and thrilled. But I saw all of that when I was sizing up when we're going to begin to give out. So we preached the gospel, or Damien did, preach the gospel, and we begin to minister. And then after the ministry time was over, they all had tickets to get. They turn in the ticket, and they get a bag. They get a box of oil and a box of sugar. So I saw that early on, and I asked Seseo, boss man, I asked him, hey, bro, can I get up on that? I want to work. I really did. I didn't want people to think I'm just some knucklehead that's coming, letting them serving me. Masungu. Masungu.
That's like white boy.
Güero.
Güero.
Güero. So I got up there, and I decided I was going to hustle. And I did. I hustled, lifted all these bags, and the next day, bro, I was jacked up. Mm-hmm. My back was tore up from the floor up. Mm-hmm. But we gave away all that food, and you can see they were handing bags, stacking them, and then I was dropping them down, and we kept doing that. It seemed like for 3 days we did that. I was just excited to do it. I wanted to serve. I wanted to have a job. I wanted to do something. And it was so much fun right there. There was people shouting at us and taking pictures. And, you know, there's another shot similar. I'm just covered completely in white. My shirt's white from all the powder. And Damien's turning white on the side of his head.
Yep.
And it was a great time. I absolutely loved that.
I was, like, waiting for you to pass me a bag, and, like, grains are falling in my
eyes. I'm shaking around his head. And it just, you know, whatever's falling on his head is going to fall on your head. Anything else you guys have to say about any of that?
No, how did you feel when you saw the people coming to get the food, when they were singing and dancing on their way to get the food, when you were up there from your vantage point? How did you feel?
Dude, I think the simplest thing, when I think about, like, the kingdom of God, and I mentioned today, the kingdom of God's here, I want you to know that you may understand this, some of you may or may not, but I don't say that in just some Christian phrase. I think the kingdom of God is in the doing. Mm-hmm. When we do it, he comes with power.
Mm-hmm.
When you step outside of yourself and serve, he shows up and real power happens.
Yeah.
People really get healed. People really get ministered to. We went with expectation, like, there's something going to happen. So when I saw these people moving forward and celebrating, I knew, number one, that this is really important. It's important work that we're doing,
mm-hmm.
and they were thrilled to be part of it and thrilled to not only be blessed, but there was something in the atmosphere that was going on as well. And so there was just this, I think, deep satisfaction for me and overwhelmingness of how easy it is to do what Jesus is doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not complex. We just go and do a kind word, something to give away, something to say. So powerful, powerful stuff. Anyways, next, let's get another image here. Look at that. Joey.
Yep.
Joey. What's happening there, Joey?
Carrying a bag. No, so we have the bags piled up and waiting for Doug to pass it to me. We stack it up, and then we just wait for the people to come up so I can carry it for them. You know, the people there, I mean, there was a lot of elderly that were there, and just bring it to them, and it was just awesome being able to serve. I mean, that was the first time we really got to serve, honestly.
That's
and
right.
I was just so excited, yeah.
That's right.
I was dancing on the way to get, like, giving it to him. I was filled with the Holy Spirit, man. I was just so overfilled with joy. It was awesome.
It's really good. It's really good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Next, let's look at another shot. You recognize what's happening there, Damien?
I do.
Yeah, I just preached, and the people were raising their hands to receive Christ as their Lord and Savior. So it was Yeah. Very powerful, very encouraging.
That's just one shot. We'll see another picture where there was a lot of people present, and there was a lot of hands that went up. I'm not sure. I didn't take the time to count, but I got video of it, mm-hmm. and we can actually get a number, but haven't done that just yet. Mm-hmm. What else is happening for you right there?
Well, I just want to piggyback off what Doug said. Some of you know me, some of you don't, but again, without your support, without your prayers, we wouldn't have been able to do what we did. So we weren't disconnected from you, but this was a teamwork that we all were able to benefit from, what we received there and what we bring back. I just feel so blessed and honored to be able to serve in this capacity. I feel blessed and honored to be able to give back to this church the way you guys have given to us. So that's the first thing. With what happened there, I was so awestruck because you step into a situation that seems beyond you. I've had a lot of mentorship and people who have invested in my life. And this time going on this trip, I was the one who was not only under authority, but was standing next to a man with authority. And so there was a heavier weight, a heavier cost. And in that place, you just take a step and take a risk, and then you just trust God. I know we hear lots of scripture. Sometimes we hear scripture sometimes that kind of hits us on the head so much it gets annoying. You know, God is great, all this stuff. But when you're in the middle of something like this, then you really have an opportunity to activate that thing. So I was so grateful to step in there. I didn't know what was going to happen. I gave what I had, and God took the little fish and loaves and multiplied it, and people gave their lives to Christ. People were healed. People were set free, and so I was so grateful to be able to do that. It was an absolutely phenomenal experience, and it wasn't like this overpowering feeling that God was present. Yeah. It wasn't like I was overcome by his presence, but in the doing of it, he was doing what he does, and so I want to encourage you all with that as well. I'm nothing special. I've lived a terrible life, and God saw my terrible life and just turned it upside down. Yeah. So I'm just grateful to be here, and thank you all for that.
Let's see another one, guys. So that's about half, maybe 3/4 of the crowd to the left it goes as well. Yeah. But you can see everybody's got their bag. Everybody just, this is like a big group shot. They're all posing for our camera shot just to get an idea of what happened. They just got served, and we took a group photo, and pretty powerful experience right there. Mm-hmm. Many of those people got healed of something. Many of those people gave their heart to Christ. Yeah. Many of those people were so full of joy, mm-hmm. and it's crazy. Like, you know how many back pain and neck pain I prayed for? Yeah. It's because they're carrying them bags on their head, man. Yeah. I mean, they're just rolling around, like, town through the... Some of these people, like, we're going, here, we'll carry for it. And they're like, no, they just grab it. You know, these ladies, frail ladies, are just throwing this bag over and carrying this thing off, walking down the street. Mm-hmm. Pretty powerful. You guys want to say something about that? Good. Next picture we have. See, this is them leaving the parking lot. They piled into that truck. Mm-hmm. And look at that. Note the lady up at the top. That's a clip I took from a video. But she's doing this and thanking us. She sees me filming, and she's so happy. Mm-hmm. But that's the spirit of what's happening. They're like celebrating going down the street, so happy from the encounter. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool stuff. Mm-hmm. Next picture. Joey, what's happening right there?
Yeah, so this is my first time being able to kind of work with the Holy Spirit hand in hand and this prophetic gifting and healing, and I was just receiving words for people, and it was amazing. I was praying for her, and I mean it was some weird stuff I would get sometimes, like moss, and I'm like asking the Lord, like, bro, give me something. I don't know what that means, and I'm like trusting him and walking through that process. But I was praying for this lady, and I mean, just the encouragement and the smiles that they have on their face afterwards. It's like, I mean, that's not from me. You know, the Spirit was really working in our time there. And I think for me personally, I can get caught up in my head with, I guess, performance anxiety. Like, you know, how can I do this? But it's not about that. It's about just stepping in, and some, I mean, tears were shed by both of us.
Amen.
The people I was praying for and myself, just because of how, it's just a step of obedience. It's just, yeah.
Really good. Really good.
Yeah. I've known Joy for now 11 days. Today's the 11th day. And Joy he just grows on you.
Like
he
boss.
Was my roommate.
Yeah,
I just couldn't get away from him. He just was like one of those lollipops, the suckers that get caught on your skin, and he just was there.
No.
Joy is, you just can't get rid of the guy. I tried my hardest. But Joy is an amazing person. I've only known him for 11 days, but I feel like I've known him for years.
Yeah.
He's very unassuming. He just cares deeply, richly. And also, he gave himself up over and over and over again, stepping into a role to serve. Whatever was asked of him, he did it. If it was beyond him, he stepped into it. And so I want to let you know, Joy, that you absolutely encouraged me. Seeing you serve God like that, and it's an absolute picture of who God is, that he takes unassuming people. The Bible says we're a peculiar people. We don't have to be, you know, we don't have to have the greatest degree or have this excellent theology, and we just have to be available. And that's what Joy was. And so I want to encourage you with that, Joy. You absolutely encouraged me. I know you now 11 days. I don't got my watch. 11 days and probably 2 hours.
Yeah.
And you are a blessing. So I want to bless you with that.
Yeah. Ditto, bro. Thank you. You're pretty close to someone when you have to sleep in the same bed as them.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Ditto, man. Love you. It's an honor.
Yeah, there's some weird moments in this household. Three guys. We had to apologize to Pamela over and over again.
Yep.
Forgive all the noises,
yeah.
Forgive all the sounds, just sorry in advance. Next, we have, what do we got here? Damien, what's happening?
I'm just praying for some people having pain or being discouraged or being down. And so we have a term that Doug knows that we know from the church we used to go to. It's just called be a ministry animal. Whenever you have an opportunity, just give away what you have. And so here I'm praying for people. I normally do that.
Next picture we got. Change scene, same day, but we're in a local swimming pool. It's kind of a hotel that we rented for the afternoon. And all of those people you see got baptized. So we got to baptize every one of them. And that water was cold, man. It was cold, cold, cold business, but yeah. We did it. People would come in like, but had a great time doing that. You guys have anything you want to say about that day? Next, we have, you remember that moment?
I do. I absolutely do.
What was happening in that moment right there?
The last church we went to was in Livingston. And Doug touched on it briefly where the pastor had his arms folded. I learned that when you go to these churches, you have to go low. You have to submit to them. And they give you an opportunity to bring what you bring. And so Doug called me up to do what I do, which I'm looking for what God's doing and want to speak, share what I believe God's saying to the people. And so in that moment, I took some liberties. I stepped over to the piano player in this church, and I didn't look at the pastor. I couldn't. I walked to his piano player and asked him to play something because I know that God inhabits the praises of his people. When worship comes, God comes. It was a heavy environment, very awkward.
Yeah.
It was heavy. So what Doug was saying was true. I don't have anything to give other than my personality, and that's not going to change anybody's life. Doug can give what he got. He can preach his best sermon, but it's not. If God's not there, then the people are not going to get what they need. Same with Joy. It doesn't matter. So
yeah.
Let me digress and get back to what I was saying. So I stepped up, had the piano player, asked him to play, stepped up in front of them, and then I asked them to sing a song with me. And the song I asked them to sing, they had no idea of. And I learned a little African song. And so in that moment, I took a huge risk and stood in front of them, and I start singing this African song, and they all were shocked.
Yeah.
They just start staring at me like many of you are staring at me right now. They were looking at me like, what is this American doing? And I start singing this song, and I just closed my eyes and kept singing, and then you heard a voice start to sing here and pop up there and pop up there. And before you know it, we were all singing this African song together. It was absolutely
powerful. Yeah.
And once we start singing that, God wrote in on the voices, and Saseo, the pastor that we were staying with, called, there were some ladies in the back, told them to go up front and sing, and the roof just blew off. Mm-hmm. And then God came, and people were radically changed and transformed. The Holy Spirit filled the room. People were shaking. People were falling. People were crying. People were getting set free. It's not about the shaking and the crying and the falling, but it's about the fruit that the Holy Spirit brings into the lives of the people. And we were able to step over our dead bodies, meaning get out of our own way. We were tired. We were exhausted. Amen. Some frustration. I mean, the things that we feel, I hope I can convey this to you. They don't go away.
Yeah.
They just don't disappear because you're serving God. You have to decide to say, no, I'm not going to allow this to keep what you want to give to them. And so we just stepped over ourselves. God showed up, and it was absolutely profound. Doug's got some video of it. Maybe he'll show you guys one day, but it's profound. So thank you.
Give us a little piece of that, would you?
I'm scared. I'm insecure.
Step over your dead self.
I will step over myself. Okay, so the song goes like this. I'll sing it to you. It goes. Kete bebe, kete bebe, kete bebe wa mashilo shaka pangani we, kete bewe, kete bewe, kete bebe, kete bebe wa mashilo shaka pangani we.
I think they were either offended, shocked, or just overwhelmed by the Holy Spirit. But it was really kind of the thing. You know, I literally, like Damien said, I preached my guts out, man. I was jumping, I was dancing, I was making fun of myself. I was pulling all the stops out. I'm getting right down to them and talking and trying to tell jokes, told stories, and that. At one point, he just kind of told a final story, and Damien, would you come up? And when Damien started singing, I went, oh, well, you know, I'm just like, Lord, what's going to happen? All right, Jesus, just go. I'm not going to question it. I'm just, yes, Lord. And I stayed in that posture because it didn't feel right. It was awkward. Dude, this guy is singing an African song in front of these people who are very well acquainted with the song, but the last 3 days, he's been writing it down and memorizing it, and I had no idea that he was so devoted to learning that tune, and then he gave it away. Mm-hmm. It was really, really a special moment, too. I think it's the idea and the concept and what that translates to for us is that we have difficult times and awkward things, and if we just trust Jesus, mm-hmm. we can step through it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can show up to something and say, I don't feel it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then dip out.
Yeah.
You might have legitimate problems. You might have some legitimate issues. And it's easy to just go, I'm not feeling it today. I don't want to do that. I can't get up. I don't want to go. I don't want to press through it. But we trust God, and we lean in, and we press through. And that's what happened in this thing. I preached for an hour, and I didn't get much lift. And I think it was a good message. You guys think it was good?
I think it was. Yeah, I think so.
It's good stuff. But it was what the Lord was doing. We still needed to find the Spirit.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
We need the Spirit no matter what we do, mm-hmm. to find change and to find life. Mm-hmm. And I think next we got Oh, there's Joey. Oh, man.
Joey.
Give us a piece of that. What's happening? What's going on in your heart and mind?
So that was the day that I was able to preach to the youth there. I think it was like 30 to 20, but I just woke up with crazy nerves and like, dude, I had like a bad dream of just insecurity, just like I'm swimming through and it's just holding me back and I'm just weighed down by that in the morning. But when I got up there, man, it's just, I mean, it's liberation. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like I've been saying, it's just, I've always been told like, you're not gonna be able to become anything or you're not good enough, but I mean, it's just when you give it up to the Lord and just say like, man, I want you to come, you know, not me. I don't want to do you know, he showed up and there was some just freedom that day. You know, I just had them write down lies that were spoken of them on a piece of paper and we just prayed and I just activated the youth just that, I mean, they can be doing worldwide missions, changing people's lives. I mean, I'm nothing special whatsoever. I just continue to show up and just want the Lord to use me. And that's a picture of me doing it right there. It was pretty awesome. Amen. I'm grateful.
Love it. Next, what we got here? Mm-hmm. That's a picture of me in the zone.
In the zone.
Trying to find it, trying to figure out how to get it done. On the way to this place, I was told, I wish you could see everybody. On the way, we're driving down the road, and Saseo says, oh, by the way, Doug, we're going to a Pentecostal church, and they're all wearing suits. I'm like, bro, why you do that to me?
Yeah, I'm in my flops and my dog's out.
I'm jeans and a T-shirt. Yeah, and he's wearing flip-flops. We're jeans and a T-shirt, and I'm like, all right, whatever. He goes, oh, don't worry about it. You're a Musungu, and you'll get a pass, you know?
Yeah.
You're a white dude, you know? You're a widow. Yeah. You'll get some pass. Yeah.
Gringo.
So, yeah. So, and that's what happened. I got up and I'm like, hey, you like what I'm wearing, you know? And, but we pushed through. That was a really good day as well of preaching. Mm-hmm. And then next we have,
whoa.
Our final day, we did a safari, which was super cool. This guy, I've got video that we'll show you. I'll show you a full video next week of a reel of all kinds of highlights. But this guy was aggressive.
Yes.
He didn't. We thought he was yawning at first, but it was a total like holding my position. Yep. You're in my space. Yep. I'm gonna come after you.
Mm-hmm.
He walks into the water and he starts womp. He starts like
just like that
huffing us. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then dips underwater. And the guy's running the boat. He's like, yeah, we better get out of here. And sure enough, that hippo started coming after the boat.
Yep.
Yeah, we're like, can we paddle? Can we help? It was crazy. This big old hippo started chasing the boat, and he obviously got out of there, and we got home safe. Mm-hmm. But that was a pretty wild experience. I think that's it, right, guys? If you go back to that first slide. So Lifehouse Church is equipping Zambia. Damien, I'd like you to pray for us as we kind of finish up here, okay? But we have an invitation to go back to Zambia, and Saseo is a friend of ours, and we're going to continue to invest there. I think Saseo, the Lord spoke to me when we were there, is that Saseo has, the Lord has given him the keys to the city, and part of that is our investment there. I think the Lord wants to release some power to that man. He's the boss man, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
The guy 100%. Is just in charge, and he's so humble. He walks around like this, unless he's at home, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
He just walked around like that and was waiting on the Lord, but just super, super kind guy and loved to work with him. So Lifehouse Church is going to continue to go to Zambia. So begin to think about that. You stand up, pray with us. Can you enjoy your snappy? Just going to pray for you and then kept you quite a while this morning, but I think it's worth it.